Love Friends. I'm Lori.
And I'm Charlene Staples.
And I'm Mike Biazin. Welcome to the Spirit Calls.
Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
Thy God, He is God, the faithful God, and keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to a thousand generations. Amen. Have you ever heard of or maybe have been to and seen the Geyser Old Faithful in Yellowstone Park? It was discovered in 1873 by the Washburn Expedition. The Old Faithful Geyser was named for its frequent and somewhat predictable eruptions, which numbered more than a million since the Yellowstone became the world's first national park in 1872. You could predict about when the geyser would erupt. Now think about the sun and the moon. It rises and sets every day, and you can get an idea of approximately what time this will happen every day. Both of these phenomena, as predictable and dependable as they are mere shadows and examples of what I exemplify. I am faithful. I am unchanging. If I said something in my word, I either did it or will do it. Have you been saved? I'm not about to change my mind about that. Salvation. I didn't make a mistake, and I am not going to reconsider that salvation based on what you may or may not have done. The faithful God, that is who I am. You can put your complete trust in me. Is there any other in whom you can trust in so completely? Humanity is constantly changing. I, however, never change. I am faithful. What I have done for others, I will do for you. Do you need salvation? Do you need a healing or a miracle of provision? Trust in me, your faithful God.
And your mercy endures forever. Holy, 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 Majesty on high. You sit upon your throne and watch over every soul on earth. Till the end, and your mercies for those who have given their souls for a home in glory land. You came to seek and save a lost. You gave it all upon the cross. You died for all the world to see, that we may live eternally. Salvation is forever. Bow your head and be born again, and serve our Lord till the end, till the end. Your love is forever and will never change. You love us till the end, and your mercies for those who have given their souls for a home in glory.
Faithful God Almighty, always faithful to come through for you and me. He is always faithful, always trustworthy, always perfect, and always does things in his perfect timing. He is always predictable, you will find, always reliable, always dependable, and always on time. What he says he will surely come through, will always be there for us, will always be true. He never ever changes, that's for sure, for he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes his mind about what he speaks, for his wonderful promises he always keeps. Though the world changes from day to day, he always and forever stays the same. When you need help or an answer to a problem, he's always faithful to bring the solution. When you're confused and don't know what to do, he's always faithful to bring clarity to you. If you're struggling or going through temptation, he's always faithful to give you strength to overcome. If you're going through pain or sorrow or grief, he's always faithful to comfort you and give you peace. If you feel like throwing in the towel and giving up, he's always faithful to encourage and give you love. If you need help in doing your work for thee, he's always faithful to supply and give the words and ability. If you need God to intervene today, he's always faithful to make a way. If you need a breakthrough in what you pray for, yes, he'll break through, for faithful is my Lord. You need deliverance, healing, or a miracle? Yes, he's always faithful to come through. You need salvation for yourself or a friend or a family member? He's always faithful. Just call upon Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Whatever you need financially, physically, or spiritually, he's always faithful. He is always and forever faithful to meet that need. El Hani Amen, the faithful God Almighty, always faithful to come through for you and me.
Are you feeling your life's gone by, along with all of your childhood dreams? Maybe you dreamed you'd be a doctor or a preacher or man. Hopes and dreams are forever, no matter what age you might be. Nothing is impossible for the King of Kings, 'cause he's your Lord and you're his child, he's the Father of all your dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're listening and you know the song is for you, then come. up on your hopes and dreams. One day they will all be fulfilled. God is still the God of the impossible. So hang on to your hopes and dreams. 'Cause He's your Lord and you're His child. And He's the Father of all your dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're listening, and you know this song is for you, then come and kneel and pray. Come on down and step out and faith.
That was The Greatest Gift with Dreams Are Forever off of the Laodicean Church Age album, the newest album to be released this past year. I would invite you to check out The Greatest Gift's website for more information about the ministry of The Greatest Gift and the various things that are going on at the Little House of Hope and Prayer. The website is thegreatestgift.us, that's thegreatestgift.us, and I would invite you to come down to the Little House of Hope and Prayer, The Greatest Gifts Little House of Hope and Prayer at 18 Holmes Road in Waterboro, Maine. We are having a lot of new things going on there. We have a gift and bookshop that's open Saturdays from 10 to 4. And then every other month, on the last Saturday of the month, we have either a coffee house or a game night. And we want you to come. Our next game night will be March 28th at 6 p.m. And we have refreshments, and it's a great time of fellowship. And on April 25th is our next coffee house. At 6 p.m., we have a lot of artists groups. We had a choir last time, among other talented singers and worshipers, and it was just a wonderful time. So we would invite you to come on down 18 Holmes Road, Waterboro, Maine. The website is thegreatestgift.us. That's thegreatestgift.us. And see what the Lord is doing at The Greatest Gift's Little House of Hope and Prayer. Now we're going to come back to a discussion that we started last week on the name El Hania Man, which translates to the faithful God. And God is faithful. We have all experienced His faithfulness in many ways. And we're going to conclude that discussion. And as we always do, we always bring it back to the scriptures so that everything we say is backed up with scripture. And so we are going to bring that to you. And then we want to hear your thoughts about what we have shared on this episode. You know, being on a radio program like this is not like being on Facebook or YouTube where you instantly see who's on, where they're from, get a tally that way. So we depend on feedback coming in, somebody taking the initiative to place a phone call or send an email or leave a comment if you're online. And that encourages us, and it helps us to measure the kind of impact that we're having here. So we do invite you to send us a note after this episode is over, and that will just make our day and encourage us as we continue on sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to a world that so desperately needs to know Him as their Lord and Savior, and encourage those who do know Him to walk closer to Him. Now, we bring you the conclusion of this discussion on the faithful God here on The Spirit Calls. To turn a corner a little bit, what does God's Word say about you and I being faithful?
Well, we're His kids, right?
Amen.
We're His hands and feet and mouthpiece, right?
Yeah.
And we're supposed to be like God, imitate God. So we need to show people what God's like, right?
Amen.
We need to be faithful for God. We need to be faithful to show His love to others, you know, and show His kindness and goodness to others. And the Bible says, Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings.
Woohoo!
Amen. Woohoo!
Amen.
Yes, I don't remember exactly where it is, but it says that we are supposed to be faithful with to ask of God with unwavering faith. Unwavering, like it, ultimate faith, and it will be done.
That is in James, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I always remember that now when there's something really important that I'm praying about, I try not to have my faith waver on the outcome of that because I think, oh, it's too big for him to do for me, or, you know, it's just unrealistic or whatever. But I have to remember to have expectant and unwavering faith.
Amen.
And like I said before, he will do it in his timing. Yes. And I also have heard people say the answers to all his prayers are yes, no, or wait.
Right. Amen.
And if it's a no, you have to remember he's got something better for you.
Amen.
And there's a reason for that no. And so that's what I always remember. And then, of course, the other thing I remember about faith is when he says to his disciple, oh, ye of little faith.
Yeah.
So he wants us to have big faith and not little faith, to have it in abundance.
Yeah, and I think that's why we go through a lot of the trials that we go through, is because he wants us to see that we can put our trust in him, and he sometimes will
yes.
wait until the last minute because he wants us to have a deeper level of trust. Another story I just thought of was another time that I had a financial difficulty going on, and my bank was overdrawn. One morning I woke up, and in my sleep as I was waking up, I heard the song, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus," playing in my head, and I was like, okay, Lord, you're trying to tell me something. I got to trust you a little bit more with the situation. And that's so true. We can so easily lose our level of trust.
Yeah. You know, my mother was a beautiful example of God. I mean, she'd always say, and I've said this before, and I think it's good to say it again, my mother always said, God will provide, and he's
yes.
always been faithful to provide. My
Amen.
Mother knew that God was faithful.
Amen. And do we have a nice scripture that we can close with that talks about our faithful God, El Hamani Aman?
I mean, I love Psalms 89:1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever.
Yes.
With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I love that one because I love to brag about Jesus.
You got to hear this one. Psalm 36:5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds.
Yes.
And I'll end with Psalm 119:90. The faithfulness is unto all generations.
Yes.
Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. He is faithful, folks, and he will be faithful to you if you just put your trust in him. Amen.
Put faith and trust in him.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening. And God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too.
Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond our measure. That he should give his only son. To make a wretch his treasure. Sons too. boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection.